On today's Tech Help for Churches, three different podcast images. Hi, and welcome again to Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, just basically using the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So, it occurred to me as I was thinking about the images that I deal with on a weekly basis for each of these shows, not only Tech Help for Churches, but the ChurchTechCast.com screencast show, Technobabble, and the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. It occurred to me that I don't think I've covered that. So let's dive into that and let's talk about the three images. Most people think about images as artwork, album art. You see this all the time if you're searching in iTunes, if you're going to the podcast directory on iPhone, etc. But that's not the only image that goes with your podcast, whether it's a video podcast or an audio podcast. There are two other images. So let's start off with album art, the show level artwork. That is defined in the RSS code. Now, remember, it doesn't matter necessarily all the details about RSS code, although maybe we'll talk about that sometime. But what does matter is that there are tags which say, hey, this is the person's email address, this is their name, this is the title of the show, etc. And in this case, this is the album artwork. So the album artwork, the show level album artwork, is defined in the RSS feed. This is where things get a little tricky, though. Well, first off, let me say that iTunes wants the artwork to be between 1400 by 1400 and 3000 by 3000, no larger than 3000 by 3000, and they're kind of happier if it's 3000 by 3000. So we're talking about pretty big artwork here. Think about it this way. 1920 by 1080. 1920. That's a 1080p video. That's a little less than two-thirds as big as they want the artwork to be. 4K, 3840, well, it's actually Quad HD. But anyway, just so that I can remember the numbers, 3840 by 2160. Well, the 3840 is a little wider than the album artwork, but the 2160 high is still only about two-thirds as high as the maximum size that they really want. So we're talking a really big picture here. So if your album artwork is 200 by 200, or you thought, yeah, I'll make it as tall as a 1080p video. So 1080 by 1080, too small. Sorry, that's actually below the minimum. If you made it 1920 by 1920, then you're in that sweet spot between the minimum and the maximum. But again, still not quite to the maximum, which they kind of prefer. So you might need to redo your artwork if it's too small. So that's something I need to look at myself because I can't remember how big I made it. I might have made it 3,000 by 3,000 if I was smart. And if I did, I was thinking future because in the 10 years I've been doing this, it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I can only imagine that it's just going to go up from there when we have 10K video or whatever. So that's the show artwork. So in the case of what we're talking about here, the Tech Help for Churches artwork is what I'm talking about here. But there's a couple others. The first is the episode level artwork that's defined in the RSS feed. So going back to the RSS feed, which remember is kind of like a shopping list that tells the computer or your device what to download, that's where it gets the link to your album artwork. There are a couple of podcasts I listen to that this link is broken, and so we just get the generic stuff, and I've reached out to one of them, and the other one I haven't found someone to reach out to just yet, but it's really kind of a little on the unprofessional side just to have the generic artwork there when I know that they both have artwork. It's not that they're lazy, it's that the link got broken sometime and it hasn't been fixed. So that's the show level artwork. Now back to the episode level. The first place is in the RSS feed. So we have episode level artwork. So each individual episode can have its own artwork. And if you know, if you watch my shows, you'll notice that when you go to the website, there is a special image there for each and every episode. That's what I'm talking about. And that's defined, again, in the RSS feed. So there's a separate tag that says, this is the episode-level artwork, and it points to there. But that's not the only place you can put that. So that's the third type of artwork, and that is ID3 artwork. Now, this ID3 artwork needs to be less than 200 kilobytes because it's included in the MP3 file. So, in order to do that, you have to edit the ID3 tags. I use iTunes to do that, but there are other editors, some that I've talked about before. But you just need to know that it's included in the file itself. But here's something that's changed in the 10 years that I've done these shows. It used to be the case that when you were playing on your iPod or many other portable media players, that's where they would get the show level artwork from. A few players still do, so you can't just omit it altogether. You just ignore that it exists. You have to still throw that in. But when you throw that in, most people aren't going to see it. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Whereas they're mostly going to see it from what's referenced in the RSS feed itself. So, what does this come down to? Well, when I'm creating these episode level pieces of artwork, I always make them and make them around 100K, so that's less than half, well, it's right at half of what it needs to be. And I include that both in my RSS feed and in the ID3 tag, so it's the same thing in both places. You don't have to do it that way, but generally that's how I do it. Now, there is one exception to that. I have a rectangular version of my RSS artwork, the artwork for the ID3 tags, rather, that I include in my Friday show, the question and answer show. And since questions and answers change from week to week, I just leave that same artwork there, but it's a square version versus the rectangular version that I upload to a couple of different places. Now that brings me to the fourth type of image that you need for your show. And previously we talked about whether you should use YouTube or whether you should use a podcast. Let's say you have a video podcast and you put it up on YouTube. If you do, there is a thumbnail image that they recommend being at least 720p. I always do 1080p, except for my screencast show, which is recorded 720p. That is, and technically it's not P if it's a still image. It's just all there. So it's 1280 by 720 for the screencast show and 1920 by 1080 for every other show. And I put it there. So of these, the first type could be everything. So you could have the same cover art for your show level stuff and then reuse that every week or however often you do episodes, every day, every month, whatever, for your episode level artwork. You could do that. You don't have to, though, because for your episode level artwork, you have the RSS feed artwork, the ID3 artwork, and the YouTube artwork if you do that. And all three of those can be different if you so desire. So that's a little bit about it. Hope it wasn't too confusing. If you like this content, head over to my website, trinitydigitalmedia.com. Leave your questions or comments there. And while you're there, sign up for my free email newsletter over at trinitydigitalmedia.com/newsletter. And there I will send you all kinds of great church tech training resources for free, along with a weekly update about what's going on here. And sometimes I'm asking for prayers. Sometimes I'm giving you tips and tricks. It's just kind of a whole mishmash of whatever seems appropriate. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.